This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, November 27th. Well, as we wrapped up last week, it was pretty brutal for some of the grain space and definitely brutal for the cattle space. But in wheat, we saw Chicago be relatively stable. Kansas City, Minneapolis continued to leak lower and pushed into new contract lows. Corn and soybeans under some pressure, led by soybeans, as it looks like the rains that were forecast in Brazil were still in the forecast, and it looked like they were going to get a pretty decent shot of rain across those dry areas. So soybeans under pressure, and that kind of spilled over to the rest of the complex. As we wrapped up the week, we saw Kansas City wheat was down 16, Minneapolis down 18, Chicago was up 2, corn down 4, soybeans were down 9. And of course, with soybeans, there's a fair amount of volatility there, you know, well off the highs even of Friday. So it does appear that Brazil is dodging a bullet here. We've had okay rains over the weekend. The next few days, the systems are still expected to bring light rains across most of the dry region of central and northern Brazil. Then you look into the two-week forecast, they bring yet more rain systems through. So for the next 2 weeks, it does look like there's a fairly consistent pattern of rain that is in the forecast. Temperatures are cooling down, so we're in a much better situation across the heart of the Brazil soy country than we were a couple weeks ago. And I think that's probably going to keep a lid on soybean prices, at least in the short term, or until and if the weather pattern doesn't verify like the forecast is suggesting. For wheat, you know, it's really boiling down to how much pressure we're getting in the export market from Russia. We can expect that as we get into the winter, that will slow down a bit. But they do have 4 deep water ports that has kept them in the export market throughout the winter for the last few years. And there's no reason to think that that will not continue to be the case. Ukraine will slow down. It's already difficult for them to get grain to the ports. Having to move it across land during the winter, I think, is going to pose some problems. So that could provide an element of support. But I think that with Russia continuing to be a major seller here, it's just going to be difficult to rally the wheat space. Now, U.S. soft red winter wheat, of course, was up a couple cents last week, whereas the hard wheats were down. We are seeing China start to make a bigger presence in the market, and they're coming for U.S. wheat. Last week on Friday, it was announced they bought 110,000 tons of soft red. I would expect that they're going to continue to be a player in this market. They're expected to import around 11 million tons this year, so that's a fair amount for them. And it looks like they're going to be taking more from the United States, largely because of the shorter crop coming out of Australia and Argentina. World of FOB offers, at the end of the week, we saw U.S. Gulf soft red winter wheat at $245 a ton. That was up 5 on the week. Hard red winter wheat was unchanged at $275. Ukraine was up 5 at $200. Russia was up 5 at $240. Romania was unchanged at 250, France down 14 at 232, Argentina down 5 at 235. In corn at the Gulf, we're at 210, that was unchanged. Off the PNW, we're also unchanged at 230. Ukraine was unchanged at 175, Argentina down 5 at 205, Brazil was unchanged at 220. In soybeans at the Gulf, we were down 5 at 510. Argentina was down 5 at 545. Brazil was also down 5 at 525. So moving forward, I think with the rains that are forecast and appear to be verifying across Brazil, I would expect soybeans to kind of just flatten out here. You know, they're probably going to want to see those rains actually fall before the market falls apart. But I don't see us being able to rally soy if you've got the rains at least in the forecast. For corn and wheat, you know, we're compressing those markets. Corn has been in a sideways pattern for quite some time. I think that that will continue to be the case. I don't see corn really able to really press much more to the downside, but upside is pretty limited. For wheat, it's a similar story where You just have so much competition in the export market. Winter should give us a little bit better edge as far as exports go, and that might help stabilize this market. But to turn it into a bull market, you're going to need to see some disruption coming out of Russia. And so far, we just don't see that. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.